Well, first off, where are you? Where are you listening to this?
I'm actually in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, there you go.
Family.
Well, you're watching with real people, for goodness sakes.
Yes.
So you watched the speech. What do you take away?
Well, I thought it was an outstanding speech, of course, just inspirational and emotional and very real. I think most people listening to it probably heard something about themselves and something that he said. For federal employees, the thing that he focused on was about the question is not whether government is too big or too small, but is it efficient? And most federal employees would tell you that that is the question that should be asked. And many of them have a lot of ideas about how to make the government work better. And for the last 8 years, there has been no one willing to or interested in talking to federal employees or their unions about how to make the government work better.
Let's forget about the campaign for a moment. Let's forget about everything leading up between November 4th and today, and let's focus on today's speech. Do you still have that feeling that he will be open to suggestion and more accepting of different ideas coming from all different areas, and that the unions would have more of a voice, or I don't want to say more power, that's not where I'm going with this, but just more input?
And I agree with you. I mean, it's not about power. It's about having an opportunity to be in the conversation so that he and his staff, whoever he puts in charge of these issues, has all of the information so that they can make the best decisions possible, and that they would work with the unions and with the employees so that whatever change needs to happen, and like I said, I think we would all agree there is a lot of change that needs to happen, that whatever that change is, federal employees are a part of it rather than having it done to them without full facts and information and without the benefit of what they have to offer.
And it seems even as part of this sort of Web 2.0 stuff, they really do seem to be an administration that sort of almost buys in. It's almost in their genetic pool that they believe into sort of all of us are wiser than and each of us individually. They want to tap into everyone's ideas.
Yes, that is what I believe that they have done to date, and they have, I think, made it pretty clear that no matter what the issue is, they want to make sure that they have all the information, that they have all the ideas on the table, so that then they can make the best decisions possible. And NTU is looking forward to working with the administration in identifying the changes that need to be made, and then how that can happen with the involvement of federal employees.
One of the concerns that I keep hearing, particularly from more executives as they try and manage these things, is that they always feel like they can't, it's the worst stereotype of feds is that they're, they don't work hard enough. And we all know that that's not true. But you do hear concerns that they don't have enough management tools in their toolbox. Is that a fair criticism? And is that something that should be worked on?
I don't think it's a fair criticism in my experience. I think there are, I think the problem is a little different. There are many management tools that are not used or implemented. And with fairness to the managers, I think that's because they are not really given the training or the support that they need to use all of those tools. I think there are a lot of things that could be done, not just within the agencies, but across agencies, guidance and support provided from agencies like OPM that really has not been provided in the past, so that every agency is not reinventing or recreating itself about which tools to use and how to effectively use them. There really has not been a good cross-utilization or, even sharing of what works, what doesn't work, lessons learned, and then how to move forward with the things that do work. So I don't think it's about not having enough management tools. I think there is a lack of real training and support for using those tools and for using them effectively. And NTU supports that. We think that the tools that are out there should be used, but they should be used fairly, and they should be used in a way that helps federal employees to succeed and doesn't just aren't just used to criticize or to find excuses to find fault with.
The inauguration speech today, about 18 minutes long, give or take, there was a section that we've played here several times on the Daily Debrief, about a minute and 20 seconds long, where he specifically addresses the federal government, the federal workforce. Do you wish there had been more, or does the entire speech apply? Tell me your feelings about that.
Oh, I think it was adequate. I think 18 minutes was a good length, and to think about the territory that he covered. Like I said, I as I've thought about it all day, I think everyone listening to the speech could find something in it about them, and recognizing that he knows and wants everyone to be a part of, you know, the next couple of years to change things, to bring the change that's been talked about. I think there was, you know, I think there was an appropriate recognition. I mean, every one of us would like to know that we are first and foremost front and center, of course, on the agenda for the new administration.
Well, sure.
And we
should have talked more about journalists, was my thought.
Well, we will. I'm sure we will all.
Yes, I have no doubt.
You know, when the time comes in a different venue to, you know, to have those issues addressed. But I think most federal employees would agree, you know, with the things that he said. And we support a more efficient government and have a lot of ideas about how to make that happen. And we're really looking forward to the opportunity.
And a historic day. And, you know, whatever you think, yay or nay, or like him or didn't like him, or voted or didn't vote for him, is certainly a history made.
That is a fact.